Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your word that encourages and lifts us up daily because your work is perfect and all your ways are just. Thank you, Lord, for the understanding here that you, Elohim, our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are pleased. Your work has been done. You've done everything, and therefore we can rejoice here on earth, those that pleases you, as your word says this morning. So we thank you for the angels rejoicing, you rejoicing, and thank you, Lord, that we can rejoice as you open our eyes to see our sins has been dealt with, there's a new covenant, and we have got a new spirit and a new heart to serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
We are reading Luke 2, verse 8 to 14. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I'm here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Savior was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased."
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to the angels. Glory to those who he is pleased with. And he's pleased with us when we recognize and we understand a new and a better covenant has come in. In Hebrews 10, it speaks about the blood of bulls and goats could never perfect the worshippers, the believers in that time. And believers, even today, that we just be holding on to the law and not holding on to Jesus and the law of the Spirit of life that leads us into all that is available in Jesus. And so it points out so clearly there that perfection could not come through the blood of sheep and goats, but it came in Jesus when he gave his body and he died for us. And so we can receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit works in the world for those that don't believe in Jesus. He convicts the world of sin because they don't believe in Jesus. He convicts the world of judgment because the devil has been judged. Jesus is now seated on the right hand of the Father, bringing about his covenant. You can see it there in Hebrews 10 as well, ruling to crush all darkness under his feet. And then the beauty that Jesus gives us a new birth. Amen. He's died, he's resurrected, righteousness is available now. And so when we turn from our own ways, our concepts, our beliefs, when we turn away from what the world tells us and we turn to Jesus, the Savior, the Lord, we get a new spirit. And then that spirit writes the laws on our hearts and our minds because our sins have been dealt with totally. And now what we're dealing with now is the wonderful family in the kingdom and then hearing and doing what God has got for our lives on a daily basis. And that's what's so important now. Our names are written in heaven. You've got all the lovers available to you. All the joy is available to you. And it's a joy of salvation in a perfect covenant with a perfect God, with a perfect Savior, with a perfect Spirit that is giving us perfect light, perfect love that casts away all darkness on a daily basis. Be blessed, draw near, love with the love that he pours into your heart, and arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.